This is KNKX. The Seattle Mariners are playing the Yankees in New York this weekend. The M's have a few new players acquired ahead of the trade deadline, and they're still hanging in playoff contention. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. There was a lot of controversy surrounding the Mariners' moves at the trade deadline. Art, I'm interested in your take about whether they've improved.
Well, it's a little hard to say, but the evidence is trickling in. After the July 30th deadline, they lost 2 of 3 games to the worst team in the American League, the woebegone Texas Rangers, both losses on walk-off home runs to the same hitter. They were gut-wrenchers because I think most fans would say if they hadn't traded relief pitcher Kendall Graveman, he would have done the job and they would have won all 3 games. But then the road trip moved on to Tampa Bay, where, as it was, the Mariners took the series 2-1 and took the season series with the Rays 6-1, and they're the defending American League champions. So I do think there's been a little bit of an incremental improvement relative to the roster before the trade deadline.
But is incrementally better good enough?
Well, no, it's not. Even Jerry DePoto, the Mariners general manager, said a lot of teams around us got a lot better. Well, that's part of the problem. DePoto's approach to the deadline was to add players to this team and not necessarily exclusively for the future. But he wasn't going to be giving up any of his top prospects to kind of a long shot chance at the playoffs and squander franchise resources. I mean, I understand that, but it did limit his options. He did solve one weakness for the Mariners at second base. Abraham Toro, normally a third baseman, came over from Houston and has done nothing but hit since his acquisition. And in closer Diego Castillo, who they got from Tampa, I think he will be nearly as good as Kendall Graveman, the guy they lost.
Well, the moves the Mariners did make were criticized anonymously by several players. A lot of anger there, Art. Do you think that will do any long-term damage?
There's one quote in particular that I thought was really meaningful and is going to linger. And again, this was anonymously given to the Seattle Times, and it goes like this. It never changes. They don't care about winning. How do you trade Kendall Graveman and say you care about winning, and then you trade him to Houston, our rival? It never changes. That's where the skepticism comes in, because that quote, that harkens back to an episode in February. That's when then-President Kevin Mather made ill-considered and disparaging remarks publicly about the players under the Mariners' control. It was egregious enough to get him fired, but it still lingers in the minds of the players. I think that quote ties together 44 years of Mariner history that's been so futile. The Mariners are still the only team in Major League Baseball never to have made a World Series appearance, and it's been 20 years since they last made the playoffs. It's a real grim legacy. I think the Mariners needed to be stronger at the trading deadline, more aggressive because of that unique set of circumstances, because the only way they're going to get out from under the shadow of all that history is to get to a World Series. And there's no guarantee that next year's team is going to be any closer to the playoffs than this year's team.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts.